So it was longer a week ago.
Yeah, what happened?
But I took it in because I wanted to even get it evened out. You know, Megan said to me, this is great. So she says to me, have you had anyone compliment your hair recently? And I'm like, I don't think so. And she's like, there's a reason. You need to get it evened out. And I'm like, well, I've been growing out for that. And she's like, you've been saying that for months.
So we were out today. We took a few weeks ago, we had several people helping at the church, just with some projects and stuff after church on Sunday. So we took everybody over to Kaiser's to eat. And there was a dad who walked in with his son who had the most glorious mullet. Like, full-on redneck, shouldn't-be-out-in-public mullet. Like,
yes.
Party in the front, flipped up, long, flowing, straight, probably, like, straightened hair.
Crimped.
Like, crimped. And I was just like,
whoa, people are doing that.
Wow. Wow. He's not messing around at all. And literally, I watched him, and I was like, man, I wish Scott was here to see this. And
yes.
Have a level of envy.
Megan sends me pictures of kids that she sees that have sweet mullets, and she's like, "You should be jealous," and I am. I am jealous when she sends that.
What are, like, when you think about jealousy and just like,
well,
not even jealousy, like things in your life that now the older you get, you respect, like, and you want to let the person know. So, like, for me, like, beards. Like, when I see someone when I see a man with a really nice beard, like, I want to compliment them. Like, I want them to know, like, hey, I see the work and effort that you've done in maintaining that, keeping that, grooming that. Like, kudos.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go the opposite. So, okay. When I see someone who's totally let themselves go and they're like comfortable... Me. And then, no, you're wearing a nice jacket tonight.
Tonight.
Yes. When someone lets it go and they're comfortable and confident.
Okay.
I kind of am like, okay, I don't 100% respect it, but I kind of, it's like a back alley respect.
A back row.
It's like a back row respect of like,
hey,
I'm confident.
You snuck in late, but guess what? You're here.
Yeah.
You're here, you made
it. And you're
it.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a great segue into our point zero pilot,
point
if you
zero.
Will.
You episode. Are here. If you're listening to this, you are at the pilot
Welcome.
Episode.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Back Row Believers podcast.
Pilot episode. I'm Scott.
And I'm Brett.
And we are here at Back Row Believers Podcast.
Yeah, where are we at, actually? Like, we're in
we are in a place called Five Mondays.
Okay.
It's an invite-only lounge where you can record podcasts.
Yeah.
And, if you get to know us and, you know, it works out, maybe we can get you invited to this place. But either way, we want to get to know you.
The lights are on right now, and they should be off. Like, it's a little...
Yeah.
It's not really setting the mood, but...
Yeah, yeah. Hey!
Nope, that didn't do it.
So, do you remember the clapper?
Yeah, yes, that's what I was hoping for.
Yes.
I was hoping you had the room.
You know,
this room was equipped with a clapper.
I'm
going to
say, at one point in my life, I had a clapper.
You did?
Yes.
Tell me more about
it. So, the lights were plugged into the clapper... There's one problem with it if you're a snorer.
Okay.
Is snoring is like clapping, so the lights can go on and off as you're sleeping.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That would be abrasive.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. But so this is our beginning, our point zero. Is that what you called it? Point zero?
Point zero, yeah. Non-existent episode. It's a pilot.
It's a pilot.
If it doesn't work, we scrap it and just, you know, that's it.
So it's a new beginning for us, though.
Yeah.
So you've been part of other podcasts.
I have. I ran a podcast called Porch and Pulpit for a good while. It just became a lot. And I just, it was, I still believe in the vision behind it, which we'll probably get into at some point.
Yeah.
Podcast. It still stirs my heart and my affection as a pastor. So did that. And then I've been on a few. I feel like a lot more recently.
Yeah,
since
the
recording of this podcast.
A minor celebrity, I'd say.
Minor, yeah. Yeah, a minor celebrity. Still a nobody in the world. I was on a recent podcast men that I really, really admire. They're pastors out in Colorado. They lead they're on staff at just a New Life Church, phenomenal church. The Essential Podcast, Essential Church Podcast. And one of the guys started the podcast by just really acknowledging like my pedigree, which is not much. It's like, we're used to interviewing pastors who've written books or have really large churches, and Brit pastors are a really small church in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which isn't not offensive by any means whatsoever.
It's the second best church.
It is. Kenosha is the second best church in Kenosha.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting, just humbling take of like, I feel like it's their most underwatched podcast, actually. I looked a few days ago and it has like 48.
But it's essential, though, and we were going to go with, as a name, I think Less Essential or Unessential.
Unessential, Unessential Podcast.
Is it Unessential a word?
No, but we'd make it one.
Okay, Unessential Podcast. Yeah. But we went with Back Row, so welcome. So this is our beginning. When you think of famous beginnings, what pops in your head, either historically, in like current events, news, what are famous beginnings to you?
I mean, I'm currently stuck on this year. Our church celebrates 10 years.
Okay.
And so I'm stuck on that beginning. We just celebrated, just a super sweet girl in our church, turned 15 and celebrated, just with some ethnic, it's called a quinceañera for those who are listening. And, it was such a gift, to be a part of that.
And that was my first.
I've never, been a part of one before. And so, I just absolutely loved, just loved it. Thinking about that and just the newness in the beginning, and that the beginnings become other beginnings.
A quinceañera, 15 years, right? Yeah. But would she have known where the Lord would bring her those 15 years? And where the Lord's going to bring us.
Yeah, I love it.
What other famous beginnings? Anything you can think of? Like presidential inaugurations. We're not going into politics here, but otherwise we'd start fighting. King coronations. Those are massive beginnings.
King David.
Not
that far back.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking, but sure. I guess I've never studied biblical coronations. Yeah.
This is pretty big.
Yeah.
Deal. It's a pretty big deal.
Big deal. What else? Opening day for baseball season that's coming up. You're a big sports guy, right?
Yes. I love sports.
Please talk about it in detail.
I love the sports and the events that happen. The cheering at sports.
Yes.
I don't care. I can't get into it a whole lot. I think growing up in Oklahoma, we didn't have like professional sports teams, and so like we just never cared. I enjoy watching. Here's my problem. I'm that sweet old lady that's like, good job, everybody. Like, yay, team. Like, yes. I watch a good play, and I'm like, that was awesome. Yeah. And then I have somebody doing, that's not the team we're rooting for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. Who cares? Who cares? Did an angel just get their wings?
Yeah. Somebody's. Is that my phone?
That would have been. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's the pilot.
It's the pilot. We don't care.
We're not.
We don't care if someone's at our door.
We're professionals.
So what are we trying to do here? Just since we're in the beginning, this isn't even a real episode.
Yeah.
Right? So what are things that you and like, yeah, I like to do? We like to talk.
Yep.
And we like to out-talk what our wives want to listen. So we needed another outlet, right?
Yeah, our wives are very much like, hey, shut up and go talk to Scott.
Yes, yes. And my wife tells me to shut up and talk to Scott, too. So I sit alone. The other thing we enjoy a lot is banter.
Yeah.
So if you don't like banter, this is probably not the place for you. But if you do,
you'll learn to love it.
You'll learn to love it, you think?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like people need to because here's
interesting take.
This is what I'm gonna jump in. Like, also, what our hope like is just be a little shot of joy in your veins as you listen to this, because like we need more laughter in our days, and so like you need silliness. And I think about the algorithm of like my TikToks and my I don't have TikTok, but my Instagram that imports the TikToks to me. Like it's of comedians. I love to laugh. I love to giggle. And so if I can get giggly with a friend, like it's amazing. And so my hope is a little bit with Back Row Believers and just kind of this idea, like when we say Back Row Believers, we want you to picture like the shenanigans that would be going on in the back row of a church. Yeah. That it's where sometimes either the naughty kids have gone, where the latecomers
that's me
where the latecomers are at, or just like you're just trying to sneak in and catch a glimpse, and so we want to invade the back row and just again bring some joy, bring some happiness, bring some banter, at the same time realize that like God's kindness and mercy and grace reaches all the way to the back row. It's one of the things I just remember as a preacher when I was going through classes, always being told great preachers don't preach to the front row. They preach to the back row.
Mm.
And I think just that imagery of like who's in the back row and what's needing to be communicated and said to them. And so
when you're preaching and I'm in the middle, you're not preaching to me?
No. I catch a glimpse of your boys. Oh, and usually like, I catch a glimpse of the kids. I'm an eye bouncer. Like I try to find a few people in the house that I know are attentive. And I find them in separate sections of the room, and like I go to them. Your wife is one. I'll be like Megan is very much somebody that I will look at because she's expressive, and she is, if I'm especially like if I'm talking on something like emotional health or like hard theology, like she does that little. That affirmation, and I'm like, yes, okay, it's hitting. So there's a few people, that I'll pay attention to, and then I'll share this. My reset is Elaine Thomas. She sits perfectly, like straight ahead of the pulpit. She can't hear a thing that I'm saying 80% of the time, but she is looking at me and she is smiling and praying for me.
Yes,
and I look at her and I'm like.
She does give looks of either validation or correction.
Yes.
Like there's a couple
I've gotten a few. I had one a few weeks ago. I made a joke about what we bring to the table of our humanity, which isn't much except for being good swimmers at some point in our life.
Yes, yes. And after that we exist.
Yep. We come into being.
Yes, yes. So, anyways, like, what was our initial take on doing this last year? I remember, we had a couple services. We had the Hebrew series last year at Daybreak. And we had two different services that kind of got us talking about this.
Yeah.
One was we did the Legends of the Hall of Fame, Legends of Faith. And I spoke about one of my legends, which is you. How did that make you feel, first of all?
It was encouraging. You did it very well. Like you didn't overly fluff my feathers. It wasn't false honor.
Just getting a picture of you wearing feathers.
Little Elton Johnny.
So going into that service, I had did a Q&A session with you,
yeah,
where I recorded answers, and just to learn more about you. And I took little clips from that, or chunks of that, to talk about. And it got us thinking and talking about, oh, it'd be fun to do one.
Yeah.
And so that was great. And then we did a Q&A service,
yep,
on questions about Hebrews and yep, that. And, you know, it inspired us to talk about doing this podcast.
Yeah. We realized, and I get this as a pastor, that on us any given Sunday, we only have so much time to talk about so many things.
Yep.
And what a better tool or gift than as elders, if you're a guest joining, like, not from our church, Scott is one of four, well, technically one of five elders. Yeah. I'm an elder in essence as well. I'm referred to as the pastor of the church, but Scott's an elder. I'm the lead pastor at Daybreak, and you know, we thought, like, man, this could be a fun tool in the midst of us being who we are,
yep,
but to also address certain topics that might come, that should be on the minds of believers, whether mm-hmm, you're in the back row or not, and to help address some of those things.
And do it with a little laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, have fun with it. I mean, I think a lot of times we get too serious in life.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we don't talk about serious or handle serious, but have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I just want you all to know, thank you for sticking around to this
non-episode episode,
the pilot. We look forward to talking to you. If you have,
what is, before you land it,
yeah,
I want us to come back to this.
Sure.
I'm going to do a little pastoral piece right here.
Whoa.
When we look back on this, what is something you hope comes of this podcast?
I hope people are encouraged to talk about things more, talk about topics, be willing to raise things that they want to know more about, that maybe they're just sitting back waiting for.
Yeah.
We want to encourage people to initiate that.
Yeah. With the right people.
Yeah. Yeah. With the right people.
Yeah.
Being able to just say, you know what? I want to know more about this.
Yeah.
I want to know what your thoughts are. And we want to encourage people to, you know, ultimately we're going to have topics and we're going to see what how the Bible encourages us to live.
Yeah.
And that we are more encouraged to anchor ourselves that way, but doing it in a real way. That's a real authentic way for living.
I love it. Man, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's solid.
All right.
I just want to get rich.
Yes,
I just hope our sponsorships blow up.
We are doing that, but just so you know, we're going to try to do that. But
Not get rich, but we will have sponsorships I mean, just a part of our vision is that this podcast, 50% of any money that this thing would ever raise goes to missions.
Yeah, and we've been chatting with missionaries the last couple months that really... There's an investment that can be made there, and in their efforts. So, email us if you want to know more about those efforts. But thank you for joining us for this little chat. And if you do have any questions, comments, or episode topic suggestions, shoot us an email at feedback@backrowbelievers.com.
There it is.
Stick around. Have a good day.
No, stop.
Stop.
Everybody go away.
Oh, bye.
Are we done?
Is this it?
Oh.
And...